Not looking back when the goal is in sight. Jesus said, when you put your hands to the plow, don't look back. Your furrows will start going like that. They'll be all crooked. Why, can you imagine? Have you ever seen a race and the guy's, you know, in the front and stretch, about ready to turn that final corner and stretch to win, and he starts looking back and his speed just gets whacked out and he starts going like this a little bit and somebody passes him and wins the race. That our goal, our direction is to be forward. We look at a future-oriented life. God sees us that way. To forget the past, to leave it behind, as Paul saying, you know, God's word for forget is that we would, that he would not be influenced by or affected by. He says, I will no longer hold their sins against them, and their sins can no longer affect their standing with me or influence my attitude toward them. That's what forget means. That's what, when our sins went to the cross and Jesus took them, that means God buried them in a sea of forgetfulness. It means that it can't affect his attitude towards us anymore. That's what that means. God that knows everything can't absolutely forget. We can't forget our past mistakes. But we can recognize that they don't change God's attitude towards us. That we can recognize that these things can be used by God to encourage and build others up because we've walked through it and learned from our mistakes. That's what the lesson to Peter was in Luke 22, that when he got sifted like wheat, that he would be able to comfort the brethren, to encourage the brethren after he's walked through this trial of failure and denial, that it would be something he could use later on. All of our lives, if we've walked through suffering or pain, there's someone else that is there now. Don't look back and live in that back. Use what happened yesterday to help somebody today or tomorrow. That's what pressing on is. That's what trying to finish is. Find joy in being used of God even though you've walked through that difficult time in your life. Don't dwell in it. It paralyzes your life. And keep moving. So God doesn't see us in any other way but glorified. Glorified with him. And we break the power of the past as we live for the future. Great power and energy in a future hope. If we live today in a future hope. In the book of Genesis, Joseph is a great example of laying the past behind. At the end of the show, after his brothers had sold him in slavery and had wanted him killed and everything else, at the very end he says, you know what? What you guys meant for evil, God meant for good. And then I'll just read out of Genesis 45:5 real quickly. You can make a note out of it if you want. He said, he's talking to his brothers that wanted him killed. They wanted him off the face of the earth. Can we do this with people that have hurt us in the past? But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years of famine has been, and on and so forth. But, you know, he sees that the trials and even the backstabbing and the hurts that were caused by others that got him into the place he was God working an end. That he would be there at the end to be a blessing to many. He says, guys, don't get upset. Freak out. I know what you did, but you know what? God meant it for good. Can we do that in our lives? Can we take regrets or past hurts and turn them into successes for the present and for the future? Can God use those things? I want to press forward and leave those things behind. The fourth thing I put was determination. He says, I press. It speaks of an intense endeavor. And, you know, there's two extremes to be avoided when we endeavor. We put intensity into our efforts. One is, I must do it all. I never did really fit in with the God as my co-pilot thing, because to me, in a sense, it was like, oh, when I get tired, will you take over so I can sleep some? And that's a perfect picture. When we work totally in our flesh and in our own strength and in our own power, we wear out and we need a co-pilot. But God should be the pilot. He should be given the direction. We should be abiding in Him. And His yoke is easy and His burden's light. We don't wear out. We don't burn out when God is the one leading our lives. The other one is, you've heard it before, let go and let God. That's the lethargist. That's the lethargist, you know. I've been praying for 6 years that God would give me a job. Well, have you ever gotten out of your chair? No. Have you ever made an application? No. Have you ever had an interview? No. I'm just praying that God will give me a job. Hey, the whole point is that we allow God to come into us that He might work through us. Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. It's in His talk in John 15 about abiding in Him. You can do nothing without me. But the idea is that we should be doing something. But we should be doing it as the Lord lives through our lives. Get up, do it. Walk, go for it. You know, we can't sit back. So neither one of those concepts are good, but we got to endeavor intensely, press on, determined to get there. And the last one is discipline. Number 5. If you don't obey the rules, you get disqualified. I use Jim Thorpe as an example. Great man in the Olympics. Games, I forget what years it was, but he broke records, world records, several of them, and had several gold medals. And right after the games, they found out he had played semi-pro baseball and was getting paid for playing a sport competition. It's all been changed now. Today it was all post whatever. He'd already died when he got restored his medals and his records, but it all got stripped from him because he didn't play by the rules. The rules said you can't be professional and be in the Olympics. He lost it all. How many guys with the drugs that they used? Oompa women, you know, from Russia. Yeah. Olga. You know. James is still unmarried, Olga. Come on home. No. 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 We're working on it now.